Welcome to WSN Weekly Sports Notion. I am Dylan Green, joined as always by Justin Connor. Justin, give us a rundown of what we're going to discuss on today's show.
We will be discussing the NFC and AFC East previews, and so let's just get right into it with the NFC East, and we have our NFC East correspondent, Michael Connor, here. I'm going to start off with a few questions, Michael. Let's start off with, what's your opinion on Carson Wentz, and do you think he'll start this upcoming season?
I do not think he will start this season, primarily because the front office and the head coach specifically said he won't. Right now he's listed as third string behind Sam Bradford and Chase Daniel, and they even said he won't even dress some games. So doesn't look like he's going to play at all this year unless some disaster happens.
You don't think he'll play at all the whole season, or do you think who do you think Sam Bradford's going to?
Well, they've said Sam Bradford's their starter, which isn't a terrible thing, even though a lot of people say it is, but yeah, so Sam Bradford's the guy for now. Wentz is the guy of the future.
My question, Michael, is Eli Apple worth the top 10 pick for the Giants?
Well, Prince Amukamara, or however you pronounce that, he left due to free agency, so they had to replace him with somebody, and Eli Apple was the best replacement on the board when their pick came around. So, I mean, is he worth it? Yes, on the basis that they needed somebody to fill a spot, and he was the best available option at the time.
All right. Next question. Do you think Tony Romo will be able to stay healthy? And with that being said, do you think if he stays healthy, the Cowboys will be contenders, which they were hoping to be last year, but he got hurt. So do you think Tony Romo will be able to stay healthy this season?
Well, I think this season's a little bit different, more different of a situation than last year. Last year, there was a lot of pressure on him because they didn't have a running back that they could just give the ball to take some pressure off of him. But this year, obviously, they have Ezekiel Elliott, who is supposed to be a stud, and the Cowboys' offensive line is among the best in the league, as usual. So I think he'll stay healthy, but does that make them a contender? Not, I don't think so, because their defense is just so awful that it's just not that big a deal.
All right, speaking of the Cowboys, you mentioned Zeke. Is he going to fill in pretty well with the Cowboys? Is he going to do well this season?
Well, any running back can really do well with the Cowboys' offensive line. So he's obviously coming into a great system. He has a great opportunity to play really well. I think he'll be Rookie of the Year just because he's in the ideal situation.
All right. Kirk Cousins had a pretty good end of the season last year. Do you think that his success and the tail end of the season last year will carry into the season, or do you think it was more of a one-and-done kind of thing?
I think he's definitely proven that he has the ability to be a reliable quarterback. These first couple weeks of the regular season will really be a chance for him to take a step forward to establish himself as an even like solid franchise quarterback. So if he shows he's more consistent, then I think he'll definitely be on track for a good career.
All right, and my last question, Josh Norman, is he going to live up to his contract that he got with the Redskins this year?
Well, I was joking with Justin like leading up to this about how it wouldn't be an NFC East preview unless you mentioned, oh, Josh Norman and OBJ, get to see that twice a year. So that's obviously going to be exciting to watch, or whatever all the guys on ESPN or whatever say. But I think adding Norman really boosts the overall team. The offense is pretty solid with Cousins coming in, playing pretty hot, and they have a great receiving core with adding Josh Doctson to DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon. So the offense was already good, but adding Norman really boosted the defense, which I think makes the Redskins the favorite in the division.
All right. With all that being said, give us what you think the final standings will be for the NFC East.
Well, as I just said, I think the Redskins are the favorite. I think the Eagles will be 7-9, or no, 9-7, coming in second.
7-9.
Well, that's what they were last year, but yeah. So Washington will probably go, I think, 10-6. Eagles and Cowboys will tie at 9-7, and the Giants 8-8. So just a pretty solid, crappy NFC East year.
You have the Eagles at 9-7, and looking at other NFC East previews and predictions, I see most of them not even having the Eagles win 5 games. What's your opinion on that? Because I know you're a big Eagles.
They're wrong. I watched every Eagles game last year, and they were honestly not bad. They might have had the best offseason based on the fact that they lost, or not lost, but they got rid of Chip Kelly. So that's like the biggest example of addition by subtraction I can think of. So I think they'll be fine. I mean, Sam Bradford is not bad. He did really well the second half of this season. I mean, the running back situation's pretty crappy with Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles, but could be a lot worse. Receivers need to step up. The Eagles' defense is freaking amazing. So is that.
All right. Well, Michael, thank you for having us, and hope to have you on again in the future on whatever topics we may have.
All right. Peace.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
All right. Moving into the AFC East preview. I'm going to get right into it with the New England Patriots. Now, I'm a big New England Patriots fan, as you know. And
yes, I do know.
So, they are by far, in my opinion, the preseason favorite to win this division. In the past 13 seasons, the Patriots have won the division 12 times, and the one time they didn't win it was when the Dolphins won it back in 08, and that was due to Tom Brady having that season-ending injury. And, you know, you have not the same situation, but a similar situation with Tom Brady being out the 4 games. They're not losing him the whole season, but I think 4 games isn't going to hurt. So I believe that the Patriots are going to have another fantastic season, with maybe a little shaky in the first 4 games with Jimmy Garoppolo starting. But I see him winning, you know, maybe 2 games, you know, at least 1 game. They play Cardinals, Bills, Dolphins, and I can't remember.
Giants, maybe? I don't know.
I don't think it's the Giants. I can't remember. But, you know, all I know is the first four games other than the Cardinals, aren't going to be too tough of a test. So I see them winning at least 1, maybe 2 games. And with their additions, I mean, they got Martellus Bennett, and they drafted Sias Jones from Alabama, and then they got Jacoby Brissett from NC State, another quarterback. So I think with that draft pick, the Patriots probably had the mindset going into the draft that they're probably going to be without Tom Brady. So they needed to have a good backup for Jimmy Garoppolo, since he'll have no backup. He wasn't going to have any backup with Tom Brady being out the 4 games. So I think the Jacoby Brissett is not a bad addition. I don't think he'll stay on the team for a long, long term, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, definitely going to be interesting to see how the Patriots do in the first 4 games without Tom Brady. Moving on to the Miami Dolphins, their first thing that they did in the offseason, they hired Adam Gase as head coach, the former Bears offensive coordinator. Later, they traded for Kiko Alonso and Byron Maxwell from the Eagles. In free agency, they added running back C.J. Anderson from Broncos, defensive end Mario Williams from Bills. Running back Arian Foster from Texans. Unfortunately, they lost defensive end Olivier Vernon. He signed with the Giants. They also lost running back Lamar Miller, who signed with the Texans. And then they lost Rashard Matthews, a wide receiver who signed with the Titans. As far as their draft goes, they signed tackle Laremy Tunsil from Ole Miss, cornerback Xavier Howard from Baylor, and running back Kenyon Drake from Alabama. Now, that's a lot of running backs that they have in that backfield with Jay Ajayi, C.J. Anderson, Arian Foster, and Kenyon Drake. That's already 4 running backs. I'm not exactly sure who's going to be the starter come week 1, because that's just so many names that I personally don't think are proven players. I think Arian Foster is injury-prone. C.J. Anderson, he probably will get the nod just because of his familiarity with Adam Gase. He was with the Broncos as the offensive coordinator for a while. That's going to be interesting to see if he starts C.J. Anderson and Jay Ajayi, or how the running back goes. I think losing Olivier Vernon is a tough loss, but adding Mario Williams in free agency to replace him somewhat replaces him. But Olivier Vernon was a phenomenal player on their defensive line, who signed with the Giants, and that's just unfortunate. But the Miami Dolphins, they're under a new head coach, and it's just going to be a wait and see, a rebuilding situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. The Dolphins, you know, they're not a in the past 10 years, they're not a historically great team in this division, but maybe we'll see how that turns around.
Yeah, maybe one day. Yeah.
Well, moving on to the New York Jets, and talking about teams that haven't had recent success, that's the Jets. You know, they've been basically the laughing stock of the NFL the past 5 years, I would say. And, you know, I don't know if that will turn around this year. I mean, you look at their additions. They drafted Darren Lee from Ohio State, Christian Hackenberg from Penn State, and Jordan Jenkins from Georgia. I like the draft pick of Darren Lee from Ohio State. I just think from the position he plays, he's really good at that position. And then, you know, they haven't, as of right now, they haven't come to terms with Ryan Fitzgerald. Or Ryan Fitzpatrick, my bad.
You're good.
So Christian Hackenberg, he'd be a good backup. I think he had a good college career. You know, he going into last season, they were talking about him possibly being another far stretch of the being the number one overall draft pick. But you know, that didn't happen, and he kind of fell back in the draft a little bit. But he had a great college career. So I think how he works into the Jets the roster, I think he would fit fine. And Jordan Jenkins, another good addition. And so I just think, you know, the Jets are I don't see them winning this division. I think the Patriots are going to win it by a lot. But we'll see how the Jets do this upcoming season.
Yeah, definitely. And moving on to the last team on here, the Buffalo Bills. They didn't do much in free agency. They basically re-signed Cordy Glenn, their offensive tackle, and their guard, Richie Incognito. There were no major free agency moves. They lost two players in free agency, linebacker Nigel Bradham, who signed with the Eagles, and they also lost wide receiver Chris Hogan, who signed with the Patriots. But the Bills had, I think, one of the best drafts out of this division, or actually the best draft in this division, I think at least. Drafting a pass rusher, Shaq Lawson from Clemson. Getting the linebacker, Reggie Ragland from Alabama. Getting defensive tackle, Adolphus Washington from Ohio State. Getting a quarterback, Cardale Jones from Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And another running back, Jonathan Williams from Arkansas. I think I wouldn't say they had the best offseason, but they definitely had the best draft, addressing a lot of their needs and filling the holes that they have on defense. Cardale Jones was an interesting pick. I don't see him starting any day, but just drafting a quarterback, you know, like him playing from Ohio State and playing in all the games that he played in for Urban Meyer. It's going to be interesting to see how the competition goes. If he makes the team, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't.
Oh, I think
you think
he will.
Okay, so they're going to carry three quarterbacks then, or one of them going to get cut? What do you think?
I don't think Cardale Jones is going to start, but I don't see him. I mean, following Ohio State all of last year, I think, you know, Cardale Jones definitely has a lot of room for improvement. His pass or his short pass, he's good with the deep ball. That's his strong
cannon. Yeah. He definitely has a cannon.
You know, you saw in the Madden ratings, what was he, a 97 in throw power?
Something crazy like that, yeah.
That has to be one of the highest in the game. But Cardale Jones, I mean, it's his short accuracy, which I think is the problem. You know, there was a lot of time, there was many times last season in college where I felt like he overthrew many of the receivers short, and that's just, you know, it's gonna develop over time, I think. But I think he'll stay, in my opinion.
It's gonna be interesting to see how the quarterback competition goes through training camp and the preseason and how final cuts go. My standings for the AFC East, I have the New England Patriots winning the AFC East again. I have the Buffalo Bills coming in second, Miami Dolphins coming in third, and the New York Jets coming in fourth.
Yeah, I got the Patriots coming in first with a 12-4 record. Jets and Bills coming in second and third with both with 8-8 records. And last, the Dolphins with a 6-10 record. And I think the Patriots are going to take home the division for another season. Got anything else to add?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything.
Yep. So thank you for listening, and I hope you tune in next time.